welcome to English with Linguissimo, the podcast in English where I share stories of my week with you. My name is Vanessa. I'm the founder and CEO of Linguissimo. Let's go! The voice of Islamophobia. La voix de l'islamophobie. March 15th is International Day to Combat Islamophobia. Minister Hassan declared last year that he was standing in solidarity with Muslim communities across Canada and around the world. He stressed the fact that Canada was committed to denounce and tackle Islamophobia, hate-fueled violence, and systemic discrimination whenever and wherever it occurs. Canada planned to invest $85 million to fight Islamophobia. Is it enough? People have to stop associating the actions of certain groups and or individuals to an entire population. The older I get, the more I realize that I've had enough of all this discrimination, all this violence, all this hatred, and all this intolerance. Can't we all live together in peace? If it's not for religion that we kill one another, it's for power. If it's not for power, it's for money. If it's not for money, it's for control. If it's not for control, it's for dominance. It never ends. When will it stop? Religious wars have been around since the beginning of time. Our governments keep repeating that it will never happen again and that we must learn from our mistakes. Bullshit. Pardon my French. Although, a little bit of colloquial vocabulary doesn't hurt. We live in a world that butchers innocence in the name of religion, different skin color, or physical trait. When will we stop the massacre, and when will we love one another? Let's open ourselves to others, other religions, and other cultures. Let's stop this hatred and help one another. Let's accept who we are for who we are. Anyway, I want to take the opportunity of this important day to celebrate the female and male Muslims that are a part of my great team of teachers. I thank you for the work you do, and I wish you a happy Ramadan. Ramadan Mubarak to you and to you all. Some study points. To be committed means être engagé. The noun is commitment, an engagement. Hatred means la haine. Wherever and whenever means peu importe où et quand. Please note that in English there is no S at million when followed by dollars. Example, $85 million, 85 millions de dollars. The older I get, the more I realize that means plus je vieillis, plus je réalise que. To get old, older, means vieillir. To have had enough means en avoir assez, marre, ras-le-bol. To be fed up with and to be sick and tired of are synonyms. To kill one another, each other, means s'entretuer. Since the beginning of time means depuis la nuit des temps. To keep repeating means répéter sans cesse or ne cesser de répéter. Bullshit means que des conneries. A nicer way to say it is to use the acronym BS. To be a part of means faire partie de, des apostrophes. Some practice questions. Have you had enough of all this intolerance as well? Do you think that $85 million are enough to fight Islamophobia? Ta-da! That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Subscribe to English with Linguissimo. Practice, take care, and have a great weekend. Big hugs!